Well, good afternoon or good evening, wherever you be on planet Earth. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II, coming to you live out of Alaska with the Ralph Winterode Show, True Seeker of the Far North. And it's warmed up. We're having a heat wave. It's about 10, 15 above up here today. North to Alaska always has springtime in Alaska when it's 40 below, but we haven't quite hit springtime, but I'm telling you, we're heading in that direction. Boy, these days are getting shorter up here. It's really easy to notice that we're down to sun comes up a little bit. Sunrise about 9:30 and goes down a little after 4 o'clock, so we're a little beyond 6 hours of daylight, down from about 19 and a half hours. That may not seem like much to people in the lower 48, but we have some monstrous swings up here. And when you get used to having that light and all of a sudden it starts going away, you get up and say, what the heck happened here? I get up at 8:30 and still dark outside. Anyway, we're going to have a very interesting show. Later on, I'm going to give you a shocker on the old good Books and Records 2039 summons that I just found out. IRS is going to love what I'm going to talk about. It'll be a little later on in the show. Going to cover some health care and commercial stuff and some other cases that I'm providing research materials in. And I don't know, it's we have acts of treason going on in Congress right now with this health care. There's been a complete coup d'etat of our constitutional republic. And I'm going to even give some cases on the Administrative Procedures Act that have actually overturned criminal convictions. That's pretty astounding, isn't it? And of course, the APA doesn't matter, right? Back in a minute.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Well, we're back from break here, and got a lot of interesting things to talk about today. There's a lot of action going on in different cases I'm doing research materials on. And like I say, we're going to get to the books and records, the summons, 2039 summons here, and got a shocker on that one. IRS will love. One case that I'm providing research materials in is a friend up here, and he has what they want to call a commercial motor vehicle, which is does not qualify as a commercial motor vehicle. He doesn't have the DOT numbers on the side. He doesn't leave Alaska, and there are many other reasons why he doesn't have a commercial motor vehicle. But we've got a guy, Mike Rogers from DOT. Hey, Mike, you listening? And he is actually after this guy. He said so out in the open. He is going to take my friend down. And we have a couple of, we don't, he does, a couple of cases in the Court of Appeals here in Alaska. And it's amazing. It's just like what's happened in Springer's case, which, by the way, I'm going to talk about some of that, the jury instructions, too, somewhere along today. But, and by the way, I don't talk to Springer, so anything that's coming out of my mouth here is just my speculation. So, anyway, getting back to my friend here, these guys can't even keep their lives straight. They adopt the 49 CFRs in Alaska by reference. Okay, they can adopt anything they want. Who cares? They do not have the statutory authority to revise. But they do. They just go in and all of a sudden somebody says, oh, I don't want that word. Let's change this word and let's go this word. Well, in this particular instance, this friend was on private property in his private truck, wasn't even in it. And Rogers, he follows him in, not even under hot pursuit. He gets in there and he proceeds to call an Anchorage Police Department. And, of course, he runs an examination, you know, where they go through all the hoo-haws of what they want to call commercial motor vehicles. And anyway, this friend has had an issue of a out of service violation, which is another ruse, which, by the way, is all an interpretive reg, has no force and effect of law. And the criminal Alaska courts have set this up to where you go in on the traffic side, the traffic court side, under the quasi criminal. Ha ha, boy, that's a real illusion. And they convict you of a 2-point violation of out of service. Of course, the DOT, Rogers, one of them, and the magistrate there, oh, no, that you couldn't lose your license over that. Absolutely not. So that goes up on appeal into the Court of Appeals. The meantime, the DMV, they see this and they say, oh, we're mandated to take away your CDL, commercial driver license. Even though he's not in commerce, he has one. So, you go to the Court of Appeals and say, hey, this is not right. The magistrate down there said he was going to research it, and that couldn't happen. And the DOT guy, Rogers, Mike Rogers, oh, that couldn't happen. But it did. But they come out with a very enlightening little thing. Oh, by the way, we just have criminal jurisdiction. We can't see civil. You see the game? The game. You see the criminality here? This, a Court of Appeals, only looks at the criminal side. So, therefore, the other side can go ahead and do whatever they want. The administrative side in the Court of Appeals said, hey, not my problem. So in the meantime, he's got a CDL that's out of commission for, I don't know, six months. It's still coming back next month, I think. So in this, you say, okay, well, what court in Alaska? There's got to be some court in existence that has both criminal and civil jurisdiction. Supreme Court of Alaska. So I look it up. Yep. And you can petition. Oh, please, please, Mr. Court of Appeals. Go to the Supreme Court where they can look at it in the Court of Appeals. No, we don't want to turn loose of this. We're doing just fine. So my friend is stuck without a remedy. He has no remedy. Because the administrative side, well, we can't look at the criminal side. The criminal side says, well, we can't look at the administrative side. You see the problem? What a bunch of criminals. So now it gets better. So now the one that's already up on another issue, on a, I think it's a medical card in appeals, the attorney for the state of Alaska comes out and said, oh, by the way, these people are called criminal vehicle enforcement officers. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist statutorily. Doesn't exist in the regulatory world. He just made it up. And then he steps into it. Oh, by the way, these commercial vehicle enforcement officers are special officers. And they're just really, and they can be appointed by the commissioner of public safety. And they have the same powers as a state trooper. Question. When this other case come along where Mr. Rogers showed up on private property, he calls, and it's in the police report, he called the Anchorage Police Department because he said, I can't initiate a criminal action. And he's not a sworn officer. You see a problem here? On one side, yeah, for this case, I'm a special officer and I'm a commercial vehicle enforcement officer. And for the other side, I ain't got no powers. So I have to call in APD. So we put that in on a reply, and God almighty, that attorney in Fairbanks, he come unglued. Well, he brought it up, and we have the option in a reply to deal with it. So anyway, that's just what's going on in the commercial side, and it's about interpretive regs and all of the out-of-service regulations are interpretive. They have no force and effect of law. They're just total smoke ad nauseum. And until that is really understood in America, which I'm going to go over here probably right after this break, after we announce the special winner for today, I'm going to go over that, and then we're going to get into health care and the IRS and Springer stuff. And but until this is understood, we're going nowhere. Would you believe that we've had a complete coup d'etat in America? There is no constitutional court, no Article III courts left. Now, we have, yes, that's not a true statement. We have the Court of International Trade. Absolutely. It's an Article III court. I don't doubt it at all. The only problem is Congress can limit what parts of an Article III court, the subject matter, that they listen to. And it's nothing to do with you, me, or the fence post. It's irrelevant. So the question is, where did all the other Article III courts go? They don't exist. They really don't exist. And it's amazing. It's all in the research. In 1911, they put the judicial power of the United States. They put that into a district court of the United States in 1911. Then in 1948, they brought up the new United States District Court. Judicial power is in the judge in a court. And it's in one little court. It ain't the judicial power of the United States. United States is the entity. Judicial power of the United States means constitutional court. There is no such thing as what they put in Title 28 U.S.C. 132, where they put the judicial power in a court exercised by a single judge. Nope. Not going to happen. It's not in the Constitution. If we learn to read. And I'm right there. I've come at this the hard way on OJT training, on-the-job training. Because I question everything. And anymore, I question beyond everything. Because almost everything, without exception, is a lie. It's the reality that we see and are fed is a lie. We have, in Congress, voting on acts of treason on the health care. Did they bother to tell you that they have no constitutional power granted from the people to do what they're doing? Did they tell the people that, by the way, if you are stupid enough, and we are, ignorant enough, probably, illiterate, yes, to accept what we're saying as true, we deserve what we get. But what they're doing, simply stated, I should have a, we should all get together at the tea parties, and we should get the Declaration of Independence out, the Articles of Confederation, the Federal Constitution, the Bill of Rights, up through and the 12th Amendment, the Constitution of the several states, which today you're not going to find, and let's have a bonfire. Did they tell us that? Do people understand that they're waiving everything? They're burning it up. They're having all of your inalienable rights. It's all gone. Congress has no authority, zip, nada, nothing. And yet they even want to put forth criminal penalties. How can you put forth a criminal penalty for a benefit? You can't. Only if we are either illiterate, ignorant, or stupid. And there's a bunch of these Obamites out there, and some of the people I run into, I think they qualify as stupid. I don't think there is any help for them. Back in a minute.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Well, we're back from break. This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road, the second with the Ralph Winter Road Show. And we need some special effects here, like a drum roll or something. But anyway, today's winner is Billy Briscoe, B-R-I-S-C-O, Billy Briscoe of Rochester, New York. And he has won 2 half-ounce .999 fine silver from opencurrency.com. That's opencurrency.com. And the message from Open Currency, which is really an astounding message: go local, buy local, barter is better. Your 2 tokens can be circulated in 26,000 merchants' strong barter network, including the AG Trading Post, the nation's first store that refuses Federal Reserve notes, located in Dallas, Texas, and coming soon to a town near you. To find out more online, go to www.opencurrency.com today. That's opencurrency.com today. That's a great gift there, silver. Basically, he's got an ounce of silver. Billy Briscoe out of Rochester, New York. Congratulations. Anyway, we're going to need silver and gold here with the way things are going. I tell you, it's, you know, if America, and this is not from Open Currency, this is from my standpoint, if Americans would get around and draw out all of their Federal Reserve notes out of the bank and keep an absolute minimum, just take them out, we could bring this sucker to its knees and get these guys to do something. Instead of waking up one Monday morning and we find out we're down 10-15% on the value of the dollar and this and that and the other, and they have a G20 meeting, and then we're going to get around and have a global currency or whatever else these little treasonous despots are thinking up. Anyway, back to the what I was talking about. This is really going to be interesting in the commercial stuff, because what I'm talking about with the Administrative Procedures Act is the underbelly of our, you can call it a shadow government. These people that are controlling America are not elected. We don't know who they are. They sit behind closed doors. Banksters, Queen of England, Mussolini, I guess he's dead though. Communist country, China, I don't know. You tell me. We don't know who these people are. And they're controlling America because we think that we're bound by what Congress is doing. Congress does not pass laws of the United States. That quit basically February of 1871 when they changed, it's called the Dictionary Act, when they took out "and be it further enacted" for each one of the sections. They did that so they could pull off the illusion of the they tried to do a complete total overthrow and make the revised statutes of 1873 and 74, then finally 1878. They wanted to totally throw out everything else before that. And they had so many errors, and the courts were, they just couldn't pull it off. So it had to be prima facie evidence, only looks like law. But when you pull away the curtain for the little Wizard of Oz, guess what? Nothing what we think is going on. Absolutely nothing. What is the soft belly? What do we do? And I said I was going to put out a letter on the health care, and I haven't got that done. But today I am going to send out the text in email. I'm going to sit down and write it up because it doesn't take me too long. I just got to sit down and get it done. I haven't got all the other stuff done behind it. But there are a couple of questions that could be asked of Congress. One of them is a killer, and the second one's a killer. And they don't have an answer for it. They will not answer. Now, of course, a lot of people say, oh, well, these congressmen are violating their oath of office. Have you ever seen their oath of office? I never have. I have pounded on the senators and our one representative in Alaska, and they won't produce them. It used to be, and I don't know if it's still there, in the Senate rules that the oaths were couldn't be put out for, I think it was 7 years, until after they left office. Now, why is that? I tried to get this interloper Obama's oath. He couldn't even get it right on the when he did his little hoo-ha thing, his little racist thing for inauguration. I felt ashamed for America. They couldn't even do an inauguration without bringing race into it. And now we got this gangster from Chicago. He's nothing more than black trash. That's all he is. We got white trash and we got black trash. And most of them are sitting in Congress. Not all of them. But he's going around bowing to a king and bowing to an emperor, the most powerful man in the whole world. He's bowing to them. It's unbelievable. I couldn't make this stuff up. And he's doing it. Anyway, I went through the health care, counting up the time, the number of times that regulations show up. Golly, is it already break time? Wow. Must have got wordy there. I'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Well, we're back from break here, and I'm going to go over the basics, and then we're going to apply this to the healthcare and some others. In the healthcare thing, that those crazy, I don't know what, you can't put enough words on the acts of treason that they're doing up there in Congress. I don't know. I just run out of words. Do you call them totalitarians, fascists, communists, oligarchy? Plutocracy? I mean, it's all, I mean, it's just totally corrupt. This is what brought down Rome from within, the corruption. And if we don't wise up in America, it's going to bring our country to its knees. We're going to have great civil unrest, and heaven help us. I know one thing, I don't want to be around Chicago or any of those other big cities. Thank you very much. Why is nobody else talking about this? The word regulation shows up in excess of 200 times. 200. The secretary shall promulgate regulations, shall put out implementing by regulation. It's all throughout that thing. Does anybody have any idea why they say that? Does anybody have idea why 553, that little number, shows up in there twice? Any idea? You think it might be important? They're telling us what they're doing. Absolutely, they are telling us what they're doing to us. The problem is, we haven't been enlightened enough to see what they're doing. It's on page 118 and 117, 553. They're going to use 553. What does that really mean? Can anybody articulate it in a conversation? If you don't know it, without looking it up, we're in trouble. We live in an administrative state. It is not part of the tripartite government. They've told us over and over. In 1946, they put in the Administrative Procedures Act. They said they were setting up a fourth branch called the administrative state. It's a headless fourth branch. So what's the overview? And then let's go put something behind it, and let's come back to the health care. What's the overview? Congress creates policies. Policies. The obligation and the duty could be created in their policies. But they hand it over to agencies to promulgate regulations. That's in the healthcare. Search it out. Shall by regulation set the benefit standard. Shall by regulation set penalties. Penalties, no less. IRS does exactly the same game. Congress has a regulation. Over and over and over. Shall by regulation. Shall by regulation. But Congress sets up penalties. And they're hiring mercenaries, agencies. They're called agencies. Where did this get started? How could they do this? Congress is creating, it's bifurcated, it's split. And you can see it today. In court rulings, they use the rules of court to rely upon. How did they get to rules of court? Has any standing as to my inalienable rights? How did we get to this point? The 1940s, Mr. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, that slimy, whatever you want to call him, his New Deal. It's just absolutely astounding. Absolutely astounding. How did we, when did they really officially start this? In 1946. In 1934, they said, Congress said, we're going to hand over to the Supreme Court of the United States to make all civil rules. And we're going to patterned after the 1848 New York rules. 1848, that's right, New York started this one form of action nonsense. It's right in the annotations. And by 1940, we got one form of action. Now we got this 12B6 nonsense that you did failure to state a claim. There was no, under the common law, if you had your citizenship status right, if you had a statute or a law, you brought it in and you went back and forth and you went to court. Now we can't even get to court. Citizenship's irrelevant. They don't have to plead it anymore. It's irrelevant. It's a non-issue. Then that worked so well in 1940, they said, well, let's get around and let's set up the criminal rules the same way. So Congress said, we'll set them off to the Supreme Court. They'll make the rules. They'll come back to Congress. They'll give the Attorney General, we'll give them to Congress, and they'll sit there for 6 months. And if Congress doesn't do anything, I'm sure they're going to read it like they read everything else, you bet, you think? After 6 months, then these rules of court come in, and they, in a conflict of laws, this is found today in 28 U.S.C. 2072, those rules of court trump all prior statutes if there's a conflict. Rules of court trump what supposedly Congress is passed as a statute. Now, there's a scary darn thought. And, oh, by the way, those rules of court, that's why they use them today, because the rule of court is the agency rules for the agency courts. And this is how they did it. Now, the question becomes, why on the regulation issue, Criminal Rule 7, Criminal Rule 7 in 1946. This is a killer. It's still there. It's real easy. Go into the federal rules in Criminal Rule 7 for indictment and information. I quote, 1946. The indictment or information shall state for each count the official or customary citation of the statute, rule, regulation or other provision of law which the defendant is alleged therein to have violated, end quote. Really? That should be a shocker. We are going to now be subject on indictment or in information to a statute, to a rule, to a regulation or other provision of law. Boy, that really narrows it down. Regulations are important. And then the question becomes, what did they use for validating this? This is what's even, see, this is what's really important about going back and having the original annotations when they do these criminal acts. How did they get away from Congress does only statutes? That's all they're supposed to do. They can do their other stuff, but the Congress only has the authority to do statutes. Now, also in this same annotation, and this is on page 1965, most people won't have access to this, so, but it's in Title 18 of the 1946 Code, page 1965. It is available, this particular excerpt, to people in my special list. It said in their excerpt here, their little annotations. The law at present regards citations to statutes or regulations as not part of the indictment. Whoa. So Congress in the health care says, oh, we're going to get around and have all these regulations, just like the IRS. But they're not going to tell us about it. And then we're going to sit there scratching our head thinking we're subject, and we'll end up with the criminal penalties in the pokey. Say, how in the heck did I get here? What cases did they rely on? Where did the courts ever say that you don't have to have the statute or the regulation as part of the indictment? This is what the IRS does. Oh, we don't have to tell you. There's a willful failure to file. You didn't file. Where's the duty, the legal duty, to file? Shh, don't tell nobody, because jury's stupid. Lawyers can't talk about it because they're under the professional code of conduct. They're part of the scam. Nobody tells us. Well, they cite two cases in here. This is how they got from to the thing that we no longer have to tell you the statute of the regulations is not part of the indictment. This is so illogical. How can I violate a law and I don't even know where to find it? The case they cite is Williams versus United States, 168 U.S. 382. That's Williams versus United States, and it's 168 U.S. 382. It's on page 389. Is that what it said in that case? Could that be true? Let's see. This case is a, when was that one printed? It was in 1867. Is that what it really says? Here's what it really says. It is wholly immaterial what statute was in mind of the district attorney when he drew the indictment. If the charges are embraced by some statute in force, if it properly charges an offense under the laws of the United States, that is sufficient to sustain it, although the representative of the United States may have supposed that the offense charge was covered by a different statute. In other words, if you read this case, if you have a broad statute that covers your illegal act, they use the word statute and laws of the United States. Then if you have a more specific one, if he doesn't charge the more specific one, it still works. Just because they didn't charge a more specific law of the United States, i.e. statute of the United States, how do you arrive that this statement, the law at present, now that's a scary thought, regards citations. Oh, the law at present regards citation to statutes as regulation is not part of the indictment? Now, in this health care, they're going to have penalties prescribed by the secretary, but we're not going to tell you about them and the charges. No, I'm not going to tell you that. You're going to need to know, and you don't need to know. We're going to provide the standards of the benefit by regulation. Really? So anybody that would be stupid enough to hand over to an agency these people that aren't elected, we have no idea who they are going to make up regulations to control the benefits and the penalties. Turn in the health care bill. I didn't make it up. It's right there. And we're going to turn it over, and these people up there in Congress think this is a good thing? Really? And we're letting them get away with it because we don't understand the problem. There's another case cited here, which is United States versus Hutchinson, 312 U.S. 219. 312 U.S. 219, and that one there. Let's see, where do I have that one here? I lost it here someplace in my thing. That one there is... They're quoting this in the same thing, and that's a 1941 case, 312 U.S. 219. That's how, so that's what they're relying upon to get from we, from statute and laws of the United States are part of any. You must have a duty, a law, and the penalty contained together. They bifurcated it officially in 1946 in Criminal Rule 7. Informations and indictments. So we don't have to tell you. They say it's no longer part of what we're doing. And do you know why it's not part of what we're doing? Would you like the rest of the story? Because in 1946, they had the Walter Logan Bill and they couldn't get it passed in 1940. Because they had to give the illusion to the ignorant, illiterate, and stupid in Congress. Senator McLaren is one of them out of Nevada, very well versed in this, and they'd been working on this thing for 10 years. So in 1946, they finally got the Administrative Procedures Act through. Procedure, it's singular, act through. And the killer is in Section 4A and 4C, which we're going to talk about in a minute, which is in 553 B, C, and D. That's the jugular to what these guys are doing. But how could they pull this off? I thought for quite a while that possibly the courts didn't know. I have seen so much now that I've got, absolutely, these guys know. There is no doubt in my mind they know. And the problem is it's up to us to be able to articulate it and understand that Congress is lying to us, flat out. They are attempting to punish people and entrap people for something that is totally unconstitutional and they have no grant of authority to do. None. Zero. Zip. Can't do it. They're doing it. The health care bill, it's on page 76 through 89 on penalties. They're going to hand over the penalties to the secretary and who, God knows who, to make penalties. Really? You're going to take away my life, liberty, and property by some unelected idiot sitting behind the scenes that I can't have any control over? That's why they call it the headless fourth branch of government. Take it to it. Because we don't understand. You try to go after Congress, and this is the way the game is played, the overview of it. We're going to go to break here, I can see, in just a minute. Darn. Congress is going to hand it over to the health care to those people over there, and they're going to make all these regulations and all these penalties. They make those rules, those regulations. They go in front of Congress. That's in 5 U.S.C., the 800 series. They sit in front of Congress. Now, they didn't even read the darn bill to begin with, and they couldn't understand it if they did. Those rules and regulations sit there for 60 days. And if they don't do anything, they become written into concrete. Back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Well, we're back from break here and talking about the health care, and we're going to get into some more here about the IRS here this next hour, that people that are doing books and records, that this will be a little spear into the heart of the little beast. Anyway, getting back to this, got to get to, and I don't know if I have enough time. We're going to have a whirl at it. The most important part of this thing that's going on to get to these guys, including the penalties, would you believe that violations of the Administrative Procedures Act have overturned criminal convictions? That's right. I'm going to give you two cases here in a minute, for next hour, because we'll probably get to it this hour. The issue becomes, if you do not know, there are two main things to fight the administrative procedures, this administrative state that we have today. The first one is 552A1, Title 5, USC 552A1. And the core parts, each agency shall separately state and currently publish in the Federal Register for the guidance of the public. A1, capital D, subsidy rules of general application adopted as authorized by law. Except to the extent that a person has actual and timely notice of the thereof, a person may not in any manner be required to resort to or be adversely affected by a matter required to be published in the Federal Register and not so published. That's the key. Everything has got to be published. They go on their interpretations, which are irrelevant. But it's nice to know what some attorney thinks of some nonsense. That's the key. That's the first step. Everything's got to be published in the Federal Register so we have notice of it, because it is a violation of due process of law to not have notice. Yes, a violation of law to not have notice. I'm going to, after the top of the hour, I'll come back and I'll give you a couple of good cases on that. If you don't have notice, you don't have due process of law. It's a violation of due process of law. And the other key then is, once they publish all of these regulations in the Federal Register, what am I going to do to find the substantive rules? I only want the ones that create the obligation and duty. The rest of them are nice to know. What am I going to do about it? Good information. 553 B, C, and D. That's it. Little B, little C. What does it say? 5 USC 553 B. General notice of proposed rulemaking shall be published in the Federal Register. The notice shall include a statement of the time, place, and nature of public rulemaking proceedings. 2. Reference to the legal authority under which the rule is proposed. It must have a statutory authority to make rules and regulations. 3. Either the terms or substance of the proposed rule or a description of the subject and issues involved. Now there's an exception. Capital A, under that same B. Interpretive rules. Statement of general policy. Rules of agency organization, procedure, or practice. And that also includes property, public property, loans, grants, benefits, or contracts. They are not. They do not. There is no such thing as a substantive rule for a benefit called health care. Or a grant, when they give you a grant. Money doesn't exist. We'll be back in just a minute, and then we'll figure it out. We'll move on, and then we're going to talk about some astounding stuff also under 2039 summons.
With recent internet